Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools. Put the go in all your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Now through December 4th, get 40% off any Constant Contact marketing plan for 3 months. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and get started today.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Natalie Leung. Uber is expanding its line of gig workers to now include programmers. It's part of an expansion into artificial intelligence. So, Natalie, it is part of a division called Scaled Solutions. What is it? What do they do?
Yeah, so Scaled Solutions is basically Uber's new business that wants to leverage its expertise in hiring a lot of contractors to help other businesses train their AI models. And to do that, you need a lot of skilled workers like programmers or language experts who can label AI images, text, and video so that the AI can start recognizing patterns and make accurate predictions.
I don't usually think of a programmer as a gig worker. I'm usually thinking of somebody who's, you know, driving or delivering food or something like that. Why would a programmer want to do something like this as opposed to taking a full-time gig?
Right. And there will be people who prefer to stick with their full-time jobs. But I think like what rideshare or delivery gig work started out with, Uber wants to offer these flexible tasks, flexible opportunities for people to do, earn extra income on their own time. And these sort of task-based nature of these jobs has appealed to a lot of remote workers who just want to pursue side hustles.
Is there a conflict of interest depending on who these programmers are working for?
I guess it would depend on whether their contract allows them to do so.
Do we know if there's been a lot of interest so far in programmers taking a gig?
So they actually launched this program earlier this year in India, and they've already started recruiting a lot of contractors and freelancers. There are Reddit forums called Remote Work and people looking for these jobs. And we've seen one of the most valuable startups in this data labeling business called Scale AI, valued at almost $14 billion. And these are, you know, fueled by a lot of workers who are willing to help label AI for other businesses.
I would imagine other companies are keeping an eye on this process and seeing whether or not it works, because, you know, it could easily be translated to other companies.
Yes. And so Uber has so far launched this effort first in India, and now they're accepting registrations in the US, Canada, Poland, and Nicaragua. And so it's a growing business that Uber wants to get a head start in.
What do they do about vetting employees? I mean, is the screening process just as rigorous as if it was a full-time worker position?
So Uber will ask you to fill out a profile, a little bit about yourself, upload relevant documents such as resumes, and they will pre-screen and undergo a background check like it does for all its drivers. And then after, if you're accepted, you gain access to the various tasks.
So it's a task kind of thing. Is it, you know, you do this on one day, or you have maybe a longer project that lasts a couple of weeks?
Yes. So depending on your skill set, you'll be given a task that Uber thinks you'll be able to do. I spoke to one India-based engineer who was recruited earlier this year, and they said they were given a task to compare and rate the answers that an AI chatbot would give to a complex computer science problem. And he told me that he was paid $2.37 for each set he completed.
Is that a lot? I mean, how does the pay compare?
We don't know. It depends how many questions you complete. And there's obviously variations in terms of how people get paid in India versus in US markets. And we've seen that discrepancy in other sort of data labeling business, where we've seen some workers underpaid in developing countries. So we're still waiting to see how this pans out as Uber grows this business.
But they are recruiting in Canada and the U.S. and I presume in some mm-hmm. of the cities where they have a lot of talent.
Yeah, and we'll also have to see how the company will need to comply with minimum wage laws, which it has run into when it comes to regulating driver wages.
Right, because every state here in the U.S. is different. Natalie, thanks mm-hmm. very much for the reporting. That is Bloomberg's Natalie Leung. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology Weekdays. That comes at you at 8 a.m. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
If you've ever wondered about the dark psychology behind history's most notorious murderers, Mind of a Serial Killer is the podcast for you. Find Mind of a Serial Killer on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.